World TV News with Winston Lebga. The main points. The universal health care scheme in the country gets new regions, the Northwest and Southwest. The news digs deep into that scheme. Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has fled the country after anti-government protests. Cameroon's adventure at the Paris Olympics has ended with no medal won. The development of those stories and others next. Hello there. We begin with a dossier of the 7 p.m. The government of Cameroon has declared its determination to pursue with the universal health coverage scheme. Official figures indicate that 7 regions of the country are now beneficiaries of that scheme. We have details with Elizabeth Mbone Agbo.
Out of the target 6 million persons during the first phase of the Universal Health Coverage Scheme, close to 4 million are in the course of pre-registration, while about 3 million others have enrolled and are benefiting from the services, be they preventive, promotional, or curative. The Southwest and Northwest regions joined the queue of beneficiaries, the Minister of Public Health, Manaoda Malachi, told the press at a time when a lot has been achieved as far as the health sector strategy is concerned. With the over 9.5 billion CFA francs budget set aside for this first phase, large quantity of equipments have been purchased in the different healthcare units, while 18 oxygen production plants are currently being implanted in the regions. Meanwhile, 100 medicalized ambulances will be provided to the different health facilities in the days ahead. These essential healthcare services, the minister further mentioned, is a demonstration of government's willingness to reduce maternal and infant mortality amongst its populations as a means to strengthen the technical health form in the country. Lauding the initiative of the head of state, Minister Manaoda Malachi called on multi-sector partners and other actors in the health chain to continue sensitizing the communities for mass enrollment. It should be noted that the Universal Health Coverage Scheme targets children aged 0 to 5 years, pregnant women and newborn up to 42 days of life, as well as persons with specific pathology.
Since the effective implementation of the Universal Health Coverage Phase 1 in April of 2023 in the Southwest region, access to healthcare services has become affordable to targeted categories of persons involved in the packages offered. Ndoto Diale.
For over 1 year now, the implementation of the universal health coverage has been effective in the Southwest region. So far, a good percentage of people have enrolled and are already benefiting access to quality health care. The free treatment of patients with tuberculosis, HIV, free consultation, diagnosis and treatment of malaria for children 0 to 5 years old, and the subsidized rate of patients with renal failure has been greatly applauded. Another additional package greatly awaited in the region is the effective implementation of the health voucher for every pregnant woman with just 6,000 francs. Sensitization has been ongoing. Dr. Ikoiko Philbert is the Southwest Regional Delegate of Public Health.
We do not want women to stay home because they say they don't have money for antenatal care. All these things are considered in the 6,000 francs to get your health voucher immediately you are pregnant.
The special health scheme people of the Southwest region would attest is a soothing factor to the economic hardship incurred as a result of the crisis. Ndoto Diale, CRTV News, Boya.
From Boya in the Southwest, we go to Bamenda in the Northwest, where officials of health facilities in that region are reporting that there is an overwhelming number of people visiting hospitals, but they are unable to meet up with their hospital bills, a situation that has led to millions of unpaid bills. Mercy Kusi.
At the Bamenda Regional Hospital, one of the largest health facilities, which also serves as a referral hospital in the Northwest, the director, Dr. Dennis Same, indicates that within the span of 1 year, they've recorded close to 50 million CFA francs of unpaid bills.
In the year 2023, we had 46 million of unpaid bills, where we had to treat over 1,008 poor and vulnerable. And just for the first semester 2024, we had 24 million of unpaid bills.
Medical personnel here reports that the sociopolitical crisis has led to a drop in living standards, and this has grossly affected the people's ability to afford their medical bills. In the St. Blaise Catholic Hospital, where Reverend Sister Felicitas Lukong is director, the facility relies on the benevolence of the church to clear some of the debt incurred by patients.
Things are becoming more expensive. Sometimes it's really challenging to get the medications and reagents and everything that we need in the hospital, and we continue to struggle. So it's very difficult to run the system without assistance from without. So the running of the hospital has particularly been supported by the Archbishop.
The medics also report that there is a rise in trauma and mental health cases in hospitals in the Northwest, and handling these in addition to the infrastructural shortcomings have been a daunting task. Mercy Kusi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In Cameroon, achieving the universal health coverage scheme has been a challenge due to various factors such as inadequate health care infrastructure, lack of adequate workforce, and limited financial resources. However, the results recorded this far, that is during this first phase, seem to give hope for brighter days. Here is an analysis of the situation with Bertrand Osumba.
The Universal Health Coverage Program in Cameroon has made significant strides in improving access to healthcare services for its citizens. The program has improved the availability of essential medicines and medical supplies, ensuring that patients receive the treatment they need. People on dialysis, people living with HIV/AIDS, pregnant women and children aged 0 to 5 years enjoy free treatments. Supplies for these categories of people have been reduced to a token. Launched in 2001, the program has enrolled close to 3 million persons in its initial phase. This initiative has been successful in increasing the number of persons with access to essential health services and reducing out-of-pocket expenses for health care. One of the key achievements of the Universal Health Coverage Program in Cameroon is the expansion of a healthcare infrastructure, including the construction of new hospitals, health centers, and clinics. This has helped to bring healthcare services closer to communities, particularly in rural and underserved areas.
The Universal Health Coverage scheme in Cameroon has reached a 70% mark following the inclusion of the southwest and northwest regions. Public Health Minister Manawuda Malachi today announced in a news conference that close to 4 million people are undergoing pre-registration, while about 3 million have been enrolled and are benefiting from the scheme. Dr. Manawuda Malachi is the guest of the 7 p.m.
Cameroon is committed to improve access to health care and services for all while guaranteeing the dignity of the people. It should be recalled that the health sector strategy 2020 and 2030 makes it clear in the following terms. Cameroon, a country where universal access to quality health services is ensured for all social classes by 2035. Among other things, this involves reducing out-of-pocket payments by households, pooling efforts and implementing solidarity in the provision of prevention and curative care for the populations. This is the base for a series of measures aimed at guaranteeing universal and dignified access to essential healthcare and services work for better social protection for all people in the country, in accordance with the financing strategy, which also proposed a series of measures to ensure that all Cameroonians have equitable access to equally quality health care. With this in mind, universal health coverage is seen as an obvious way to ensuring equitable access to health care and services, protection against financial risks, and the availability of quality services in health facilities. Conscious of this situation, the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, and his government has taken the bet of progressively implementing the universal health coverage for the benefit of the populations against the backdrop of the need to do well with the resources available. The implementation of universal health coverage is a dynamic process of building of a strong, resilient and sustainable system where the supply and demand for care meet in a price equilibrium, preserving in a more than optimal way the dignity of the beneficiary populations through all the mechanism of subsidization, mutualization and national solidarity.
Cameroon's Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malachi, today speaking during a news conference, talking about the fact that the country has reached a 70% rate in the Universal Health Coverage Scheme. Elsewhere in the news, the East Regional Office of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees and officials in that region have been discussing ways of guaranteeing the socioeconomic inclusion of refugees in the East region. The deliberations are taking place at the three-day session that opened today. From our CRTV East Regional Station, Pearl Sir reports.
In their quest to ensure that refugees have safe socioeconomic opportunities, earn sustainable income and become self-reliant, actors from the UNHCR, together with stakeholders from the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development, have come together in a workshop in the city of Bertwa to brainstorm and adopt an inclusive framework and local development plan for the year 2024 and 2025. Lydie Essissima is representative from Mindevel. We signed a memorandum of understanding with the UNHCR. By so doing, all measures put in place by the hierarchy to assist these persons need to be implemented in all areas of the country, especially the East, where a huge number of refugees are found. D.O. Bisimwa Bashokwe is senior program officer for the UNHCR.
We have to operationalize, we have to implement the content of that memorandum. That's why we are here, to see now how to put it in place, how to take actions in the favor of the two institutions.
With reference to the March 2024 Memorandum of Understanding, the participants for 3 days will discuss budget allocation for refugees, identify and prioritize municipalities with a high influx of refugees, and equally explore possibilities of raising funds for these persons in the East region. Pelsa reporting for the CRTV in Bertwa.
From Bertwa in the East to Garoua in the north, where the regional capital Garoua has experienced complaints from farmers who say that the rising temperatures with low levels of rainfall is creating problems to them at a period when they expected heavy rains. The Lamido of Garoua, His Majesty Ibrahim El Rashidini, has decided to react to their concerns and organized an emergency prayer today at the Grand Mosque of the Lamida, during which they supplicated for Allah to let it rain in Garoua. Julius Neba.
Many hectares of farmland in the north region, particularly in the region's chief town, Garoua, is being burned by the scorching sun on a daily basis. Whereas most farmers, mindful of the fact that it should have been raining cats and dogs this August, given that it is the rainy season in the region, had planted their crops weeks ago. Unfortunately, the scarcity of the rains has left farmers like Jibé Aidai and Abubakar Suleiman worried, as it is already taken a toll on their crops.
There is no rain and we are suffering. Even corn is now 600 francs. What will we eat now that there is no rain?
My farm is dry.
Tossed by their cries, the Lamido of Garoua and spiritual leader of the Muslim community, His Majesty Ibrahim El-Rashidini, immediately united his kinsmen, quarterheads, notables, to join their voices in prayer and implore Allah to bring back the rains in Garoua and the north region at large.
We are already more than half of the rainy season, but the rain is rarely falling, and this unfortunate situation is announcing serious famine.
Under the spiritual guidance of the Lamidat Islamic Consultative Council, His Majesty Ibrahim El-Rashidini announced that a three-day intensive prayer session to be accompanied by a voluntary fasting to commence this Tuesday has been planned to intensify their plea for Allah to pardon their wrongdoings and come to their assistance, all in a bid to avoid a situation where Garoua inhabitants will experience famine because of poor harvest brought about by rain scarcity. Julius Neba, Seri TV News, Garoua.
16 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. Teachers in charge of educating students with special needs in Sangmelima, that's in the Jan Lobo division of the South Region, have been receiving training on how to better handle their students. This during a three-day session that kicked off today as an initiative of the Matthew Costo Foundation and was launched by the divisional officer for Sangmelima, Daniel Atiu Obama. The general coordinator of the program, Simon Atiba, told the CRTV's Silence Queen that their objective is to increase access to quality and inclusive education for all Cameroonians.
Teacher training is a crucial element in ensuring inclusive and quality education. So we want to equip these teachers to know how to take in charge these children who are disabled. And because one of the major causes of why they are failing is that they are not following up like others. So we want them to be well equipped, well trained, to inform teachers about best practices for supporting students with disabilities and raise educators' awareness of the right of people living with disability. We have many, many objectives that we want to tackle, and we hope that everything will go well. This is only the first thing that we are making here, the first project. Many other projects are coming.
This news release, the Minister of Post and Telecommunications will preside over the opening ceremony of the seminar to sensitize women in the public sector to matters related to cybersecurity in Cameroon tomorrow, Tuesday, August the 5th, as from 8:30 in the morning in the conference room of the ministry under the theme, The Woman, a Key Player in the Promotion of Cybersecurity and Promoter of the Responsible Use of Social Media. This event, organized by the Women's Association of the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications, La Chitelle, launches the activities of Cybersecurity Cameroon Project, which aims to educate women in public administrations on the stakes and challenges of digital transformation, particularly cybersecurity-related issues. The meeting, which falls within the framework of the national campaign to promote the culture of cybersecurity and raise awareness on the responsible use of social media, is in line with the revered prescriptions of the President of the Republic. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will preside over the partnership agreement signing ceremony between his ministry and the Emi Empire Association tomorrow, Tuesday, the 5th of August, as from 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Montfebe Hotel, to support the implementation of the joint government UN Youth Connect Cameroon program. The purpose of this joint program is to connect young people to opportunities leading to their socio-economic integration. Abroad, Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has resigned and fled the country after anti-government protests in which hundreds of people have been killed. Reports say she and her sister have been flown out by army helicopter to safety. Hazina's whereabouts are unclear, even though she's thought to be heading to India. Huge crowds of cheering protesters stormed her official residence in the capital, Dhaka, despite a curfew and internet clampdown. The United States of America will hand over its last military base in Niger on Monday, ahead of a September 15th deadline for U.S. forces to leave the country under an agreement with the Nigerian authorities. The withdrawal is part of a larger trend of Western troops leaving the Sahel region, where groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State operate. The absence of Western troops in Niger is expected to create a security vacuum affecting business and humanitarian aid. The Nigerian government has made changes to resource agreements, and the security situation is likely to harm the country's most vulnerable citizens. In sports, Cameroonian 400 meters hurdler Linda Angunu has bowed out of the ongoing 2024 Paris Olympic Games. She emerged third in a heat this morning in one of the catch-up series in the women's 400 meters hurdles, unable to qualify for the semifinals. More details with CRTV's envoy to Paris, Baldwin Summer.
The end of a journey for Team Cameroon, the country's last hopes for a possible outstanding performance dashed as Linda Angunu in the women's 400 meters hurdles Monday morning failed to qualify for the semis. Emerging third in her heat with a 59.09 time, the 400 meters hurdler was unable to cross the decisive catch-up phase.
I loved the race. I ran extremely well. I can't blame myself, honestly. As I promised, I have created new records for myself. And for me, I have succeeded with my games.
Despite her non-qualification, Linda Angunu succeeded to better her performance, creating new records for herself.
I have beaten Cameroon's records. I am amongst the best at the Olympics. For me, it is a one game. My opponents were strong, but I think we were at the same level.
Her exit puts an end to Team Cameroon's participation in Paris 2024, with all the six athletes already out 6 days to the official closing ceremony. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Olivier Kounou, Pino Meyebe, Baldwin Sama on special assignment.
To end this edition of the 7 p.m. here again at the main points. The Northwest and Southwest regions have joined the Universal Healthcare Coverage Scheme of the country, taking the percentage of regions covered to 70. Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has fled the country after anti-government protests that led to the killing of many people. It is the end for Cameroon's adventure at the Paris Olympics. No medal has been won. CRTV News.